This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. If you love garlic so much that you could ward off vampires just from the scent wafting off your body, then you might consider planting it. For folks in cooler climates, the middle of October is a good time. There are a lot of varieties of garlic, but the best type is called a hardneck variety. They tolerate our climate conditions much better than the softneck type. Garlic grows best in a sandy loam soil due to its texture and draining capabilities. Make sure you add lots of organic matter to your planting area. Your soil should be loose and fluffy for optimum growing. A raised bed is a great option. Plant cloves pointy side up, about 6 inches apart in rows, about 24 inches apart. 3 to 5 weeks after planting, mulch your garden bed with a 3 to 4 inch layer of straw to keep temperatures more moderate. The cold isn't the problem. It's the ground heaving that can push the bulb out of the ground. That's the problem. You can remove the mulch in April. Watering is most critical from mid-May through June, as garlic has a shallow root system. For hardneck varieties, it's recommended that you remove what's called the scape once it starts to curl. I have pictures on gardenbite.com to show you what that is. Your garlic clove yield is reduced by 20 to 30% if you leave the scape on. In some countries, it's considered a delicacy and used in stir-fries, salads, and steamed veggies. Go to gardenbite.com for more information on varieties and where to buy garlic cloves for planting. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future Garden Bites. What's happening in your garden? What was your favorite plant? What wasn't, and why? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.